There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Questions still abound over what happened with that Amtrak crash. Out of Washington, a couple of things are hitting the radar, including the fact that newsman George Stephanopoulos donated for three straight years $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation, insisting he remained impartial. Apologizing, and then ABC saying, we accept his apology, and that's that. So I think the question of news media and where their allegiances lie is a fair one for a lot of people, no matter what the ideology. And even Rents Priebus, running the show for the Republicans, said, I was never going to let Stephanopoulos moderate a Republican debate. And this just proves the reason why, because he was insisting that he was a guy who was objective, and we certainly saw a difference there. Priebus was on Fox's Hannity and said that, that it didn't matter in a sense because he knew that, you know, this is a guy who was the former aide to President Bill Clinton, and he wouldn't be involved in a Republican debate. He said, how could I, as the chairman of the National Party, have the former employee of the Clintons, who's running on the other side, be the person on the stage deposing our candidate? This was a done deal as far as I was concerned. And Priebus in the past said he didn't want to see a repeat of 2012, when a large field of Republican candidates went through an endless string of debates that a lot of people thought hurt the party's chances. I raised my hand immediately and said that I can remember being back east when the first of those debates started, and then just how huge the debates became as to who was going to trip on who and who was going to beat up the other Republican. And I said it was like a beauty pageant contest where you were actually throwing people off the stage. And so this time around, there's going to be a little bit of more consideration being given to that, which I think is a very, very smart thing. But now, because of what's happened, we've already seen that, like, Senator Mike Lee from Utah has said he's not going to go on the show unless Stephanopoulos recuses himself from covering the 2016 presidential race. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul told Sean Hannity that he hasn't appeared on Stephanopoulos' Sunday morning show for about a year because he could end up in a contest against Hillary Clinton if both win the party's nomination, and says, we made the decision that he's too close to the Clintons to really give an objective interview. So he's taken a lot of heat for the fact that he was pretty close to the Clintons. And, you know, debates, that is one thing. I mean, come on, shouldn't debates be a little more fair and balanced if possible? And I say that if possible. So Priebus was right. It was a done deal. That wasn't going to happen anyway, but it just adds to the same old that we've seen. Say one thing, then nothing happens. And he apologized, and I think they just move on from that, and he won't be involved in anything to do with the Republicans, because they're not going to put him on. So, you know, there you go. This was a huge and disturbing story because the FBI arrested an ex-military translator for lying about ISIS ties. You know, our mothership is in Minneapolis, and I am broadcasting from the satellite facility in Texas, not too far away from where this guy was arrested. He's an Iraqi immigrant who has been described as a translator for the military in Iraq. And in a criminal complaint filed in a federal court in Dallas, the FBI accused Bilal Aboud of traveling by way of several countries, including Mexico and Turkey, to Syria in April 2 years ago and then returning to the U.S. in September that year. But when he returned, he tried to leave the U.S. in March, but he was barred from boarding the flight. He was interviewed by the FBI. Now, why? You say, okay, so what was that about? He said he admitted to the agents that he had gone to Syria to fight against Assad. He was fighting with the Free Syrian Army. And remember, we were helping them a little bit. When the FBI had a search warrant, seized his computer last year, they discovered that he had pledged an oath to Islamic State leader Abu al-Baghdadi. And last July, using an Islamic pseudonym, he tweeted, "I pledge obedience in the caliphate of Bakr al-Baghdadi," so, you know, the leader. The FBI agents last month went to his house to return the computer. He denied ever pledging any such allegiance to ISIS, but acknowledged that it was a crime to lie to the FBI. So, you know, he really had been a translator, and he made a court appearance on Thursday afternoon. He's going to remain in custody probably, and that's because there's going to be a detention hearing on Friday. The motives are what's questioned, what their concern is. Engaging, he's suspected of engaging with ISIS, and he was watching on his computer the beheadings and all the grisly things that they were doing to people. So I would say that they're building a case and have been following, and they may have, I don't know, it, you know, is he going to be found guilty? What's going to happen there? I mean, he posted an oath on Twitter to Baghdadi. But the key thing is the FBI agents accused him of lying to them about whether he supported the leader of the ISIS group. And that's pretty big because you can't do that. So if nothing else, they would nail him on that, and that would be legitimate, absolutely. As to what he was, you know, some trying to big time everybody by claiming ties to ISIS, I mean, who knows? And if that's all that was, then boy, he made a really stupid mistake, but I find that very hard to believe. We'll see how this pans out in court. Coming up on America Tonight, we'll talk about a couple of different things related to the politics of the day, and that includes the trade issue. It includes the VA, I guess, spending $6 billion each without proper bids. That's great. I mean, the VA saga, it just doesn't end, does it? No matter who, ultimately, waves the magic wand. It does not change. And then, of course, the Zogby poll. How about this? Marco Rubio is starting to emerge as somebody who's moving up further from the pack as far as his numbers are concerned. And Jeb Bush is making a few mistakes before he jumps into the race. So you can't just dismiss Jeb Bush because he always keeps coming up in the polls. But Rubio moved up another 3 or 4 points in this one, and I think he's going to be someone you might have to contend with after all. B.B. King, dead at the age of 89. Ugh, there was no better blues man.
I once lived a life of a millionaire.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we're back here on America Tonight. You know, we did a movie review in a previous hour, and it's interesting because one of the things that crops up, you know, that we've got Furious 7 and many Impossibles Tom Cruise, has he made, and now we've got this perfect, and it's just its second sequel, and if it's another way to do it. But Mad Max is pretty interesting franchise. It's a crazy movie. I don't remember how long ago I watched it, but I can remember especially the first one, which was the come out movie for, you know, the breakout movie for Mel Gibson, and just a crazy premise, Mad Max, 1979, the whole series. And it makes sense, the Gibson connection, because it was an Australian action film that was directed by George Miller, and it starred not just Gibson, but James McCausland and a few others, and then it went into the sequel. Then it was a few years later, and they did Beyond the Thunderdome, and that was kind of interesting and a little bit different from what the original was. Thunderdome had Tina Turner in it, and also had a guy named Bruce Spence, who is so frightening in this movie, and it's so pretty much what that was. He was a pawn in this technological society, then exiled. He became like the deliverer of a colony of kids. That's what that Mad Max was about. And there was always strange premises surrounding the whole series. So this one, Mad Max, you know, the new one, the 2015, the one that's coming out this weekend, in continuing that, is called Fury Road. And it's a it's an action film. And it's produced again and co-written by George Miller. It's the fourth one, as I said, of the franchise. It's been 30 years. So can this find maybe a nostalgic audience, but also people who haven't seen it? You know, will there be what would it be like to come back and revisit that so many years later? Nathan, did you ever see any of the Mad Maxes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Mad Max, that whole thing? Remember the first one? Oof.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to go back and see the second one again. But, yeah, the first one was real ravage. I remember coming back to it for movie music, like a soundtrack class I had. And the opening scene where they have one chase and, like, run people off the road, it's awesome.
It is. It's scary, freaky, though, if you think about it. But you're right. And then the music, that's interesting about the whole sound thing. And I'm with you. I remember Mad Max, the first one, really well. The second one, I don't really remember as well. I'd have to go back and watch. It's called Road Warrior. No, that was Thunderdome.
Oh.
Which was a couple years after. There was a Mad Max 2.
Yeah.
That kid was in between that. And the two, I did see it, but I can't remember it as well as the first one.
Wait, so
and
there
I remember
was a
Thunderdome.
One, two, and Thunderdome?
Yes. There was Mad Max, Mad Max 2, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and then this new one.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. And I think, you know, I looked at movie theaters that were running Mad Max, and they've got them playing all over the place, so they're anticipating they're going to have giant audiences, I think, for this new one, or they wouldn't book up the theaters the way that they did. So it could find a whole new group of people, younger people, or fathers maybe taking sons that are a little bit on the older edge to see it because they like the Mad Max franchise. I could kind of maybe see that. I'm not sure, but that could fall in line. So really, you could have a bunch of young guys at the Mad Max movie, and then you could have all the females. So there would be some guys that would see, but you'd have a lot of females seeing Pitch Perfect too. So you could go to the movies together and just split off. You go to one side of the movie theater, and I'll go to the other side of the movie theater, and I think we'll be okay, because those are two, they definitely pitch to a certain audience, even though people of both sexes could go to either one. I think that clearly you can see what the demographic would be. And, of course, we've been playing some B.B. King music. As I mentioned, he is passed on at the age of 89. And, you know, that line, the thrill is gone. I mean, who hasn't heard that? You could know nothing about music, but at some point in your life, you had to have heard something of B.B. King's. I would find it very, very hard to believe. He had a definite style, and he was a performer, and he loved to perform in front of people and gave, I think, so much more to audiences. I know the two times that I saw him, they practically had to drag him off the stage. I mean, he just loved it. He loved performing. You could tell, because there was no hurry. Why do we have to have an encore? I'm going to be sitting out here for as long as I please kind of attitude. And I thought that was just brilliant on his part. And he was hospitalized for dehydration back in April. And then that was really the downhill for him. I mean, he's been sick. He was sick in October after a show at the Chicago House of Blues and was exhausted and everything else. And he had a rare cancellation of the remainder of his tour after that because he never canceled. But it was just, you know, caught up with him. He lived forever with type 2 diabetes. And it's crazy. If you know anything about his story, just a little nugget here. In the 40s, he hitchhiked to Memphis, Tennessee, because he knew it was such a big music scene there, pretty much. And there were a lot of black artists that could get a leg up by going to Memphis. So he stayed with his cousin, who was a celebrated blues performer. His name is Bucca White, and Bucca White, and he helped him more in the blues. You know, got him more involved in the blues, and you know that was. He was a disc jockey at a station, and he took the BB thing because of that. And, of course, Lucille was always his thing. Lucille. And even now, that's exactly what people think of. And he just got more and more popular until he was touring all over the place and just became legendary after all those years and all those tours and all those people and 30 Grammy nominations in all. He won his first Grammy in 1970 for Best R&B Vocal Performance for a Male for The Thrill Is Gone. He also debuted in that same year an all-blues show at Carnegie Hall and had a very, very nice year. He had 15 wins in the Grammys, including in 2001 with Eric Clapton for Best Traditional Blues Album for Riding with the King, another with Dr. John for Best Pop Collaboration. So he liked to collaborate with vocals for Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And then his last Grammy was in February of 2009 for Best Traditional Blues Album for One Kind of Favor. And that came out actually in 2008, got the award in 2009. B.B. King was just huge, huge to many, many, many generations. Not just one, but many more. Anybody who liked the blues knew about the legendary B.B. King, dead at the age of 89.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands. thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Welcome back to America Tonight. Time to hit that mailbag. I always say this, but I'll say it again. Thank you for all the emails. I love this audience. When it comes to emailing the show, so thoughtful. You often, I think, like to kind of think about what it is that you're sending, and that's terrific. That means you're probably downloading the show and doing that kind of stuff earlier in the day or the next day or whatever it is from the previous night. But pat yourselves on the back. Good stuff. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from Jonathan. Jonathan says, hello, Kate Delaney. Hello, Nathan. Hello, Patrick. Hello, everyone connected to the show. I just have to say I really, really enjoy listening to America Tonight. One of my favorite new things has become Dumb Things, so much so that what I've done is I've clipped a bunch of your dumb things, and I'll have to send them all to you, but I now walk around thinking about what dumb things I'm doing. Help, Kate, you've created a monster. Yeah, you know what? You don't have to walk around thinking about the dumb things you do, because everybody does dumb things, from something that's really super inconvenient, like locking your keys in an older car, or doing something that's just a bummer because you left food on top of the car or that coffee that you desperately needed. Ugh, I've done that. I've probably done that over the years, maybe four or five times, where I had just this awesome cup of Joe in it, and I went to put a bunch of stuff in the car and just forgot about the coffee. And then, oh, yeah,
I think that coffee flew off the top of my car. It's just a crazy thing. When you're multitasking, that's what it is. And speaking of dumb things, send us your dumb things. AmericaTonight.net, just where you send the regular email. Just put dumb things on it. Okay, this one is from Stacy. I have to say this Amtrak accident is one of the more disturbing things that I have ever seen. You look at that mangled mess, and then you hear what the engineer has to say, which is nothing, about what happened and the rate of speed. You know clearly that was recklessness, killing those people, injuring all those others. I think Amtrak needs to take a look at the people who are their employees, who are the engineers, and who are responsible for these lives in these trains. Or is it just like going to any other job and they don't take it seriously enough? Or what do you think that's about? You know, you don't want to attack everybody that's an engineer, because there's some really good ones. This one, yeah, this catastrophe, absolutely. I mean, what's the cause of the catastrophe? He hit the curve that was supposed to be 50 miles an hour at 106. So was it something in the train? Now, if it's something in the train that he can control, but I think that would have come out right away, and it didn't. And also, where was the safety control? You know, was there something that could have happened automatically to slow that train down? Could technology, the way technology is now, I mean, everything's so computerized, there wasn't anything that could have prevented that crash through technology from hurtling into that curve at the speed that it hit. Had a system been installed in that part of the track, would that accident have happened? Because it was a rounded bend. There are things that can be used to do that. And so that's a very, very big question. And a lot of people who are in the transportation safety biz have been pushing for that, have been saying these things need to happen because of the, you know, possibilities. But I think there's going to be more. And there's people missing, too, by the way. Missing because I'm sure they were in this wreckage, and that's, of course, that's what it is, but they haven't uncovered them and officially identified their bodies. Can you imagine being one of those family members? And then they, you know, it's about the faces, and now they're starting to tell you the stories, which I think is good. Here's the faces of the people that were killed in this train, so you know. There was a midshipman, a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman. There was a CEO of a tech company was on board. I mean, all kinds of people. This was just a normal, everyday thing. And it's one thing to have problems. It's another thing to see that derailment. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this one from Thomas, who says, Kate Delaney, I can't believe that we are already halfway through May. Where does the time go? Do you believe it? Isn't it crazy that we're already into May, heading into June? We are halfway almost through the year. I guess you can't stop time, but does it feel like it's been a productive year for feels like it's been a productive year, sort of, for me? That's an odd question. I always feel like I'm trying to be productive. That word is interesting because it can apply to a lot of different things. Now, if you said to me, did you have resolutions at the beginning of the year and have you accomplished those resolutions? I would say some of them I have, actually. I think if you have a list of things, I think if we're going down this road, and I don't know this is what your interpretation is, but if you write a list of to-do things and it's ridiculous, it's just this huge monster list, and you don't have it like organized somehow, that means every day you're looking at this giant list and it's too overwhelming. And I believe in the theory of smaller targets, and you know, you can have you eat an elephant one bite at a time. It's hard to make your mind do that. So if you're talking about that kind of stuff, and then for me personally, yeah, it's been, I'm trying. Every day I'm trying. Let's put it that way. Probably like the rest of you. And if you know, it's interesting too. If you look at your like to-do list, some of it is so ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, some of it's like, why is this on this list? I don't understand. I had a I had a friend that used to write on the list, a guy friend, he used to write, wake up, turn off the alarm, get out of bed. It's like, well, that doesn't really count. Is that really your to-do list? All right, so we digress. Let's move on to another one. How about this from Faith? Kate, I don't know if you are paying attention to this or not, but it just feels as though there are many more tornadoes and things to dodge when it comes to Mother Nature. Is it me, or are we having much more of the bad stuff lately? Oh, I think it's weather patterns have been weird, but the weather, when you say that, you know, there's, in my whole life, I've been through hurricanes when I was a kid. I have been through tornadoes when I first started my career, and I had my first gig in Nebraska. So we know that this, what we're dealing with is stuff that many of us have dealt with before. Flooding, mudslides, fires, as a result of that, all of that. The thing that's disconcerting for, like, people in California is another year of a drought, and they desperately need rain, and what is that doing when they have no water, and what does that do to the price of water, and all those other things. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's the same thing when you, all of a sudden, like, Texas was in this drought for a couple of years and still would technically be in a drought, but now they're getting hit with just a ton of rain. And what's interesting is when you ask most people, not someone who's been stuck in a flood, but when you ask most people, they'll say, oh, thank goodness we have the rain. I'll never complain again. I want the rain to keep coming. That's okay. It doesn't matter that the baseball game got canceled, that we couldn't go to the park, that we couldn't walk the dog, that whatever it is. I'll deal with the rain. Give me the rain. Give me the rain. So when you, I think what happens is when you go through a pattern where it's over and over and over again and it doesn't seem to be breaking, you get tired of it, and then it affects your life. Like, the drought affects people's lives big time. All right, here's our last one, and this one is from John. Kate, I don't know what kind of car that you drive, but doesn't it feel as though we're seeing a bunch of recalls for all kinds of things? Are cars not being made the way they used to be made? And is this the reason why we're seeing some of these recalls? I just saw another one the other day, and it's worrisome. I think it has to do with craftsmanship somewhat. Well, you're right about there was another recall. Toyota and Nissan both have had another 6 million some, 6 million plus cars, they say, with faulty airbags that were manufactured by a Japanese company. And so globally, there's even more than that. The cars that are from 2003 to 2007, so they're the older ones, are part of this, are involved with it. And they fear that they might explode and send shrapnel flying at drivers and passengers. So I'd say if you have one of those cars, that you should look that up, because you don't want shrapnel flying in your face if that's the case. And they did an investigation, so that's how they uncovered it. They suspected there was problems that when they were looking at moisture problems with dashes, that was making the airbags, kind of mixing up the airbags and causing that. And, yeah, I think we were driving around in computers, and that is a difference from what we used to drive around in. All right, thanks for all the emails, everybody. As always, if you want to email the show, in other words, you want to hit our mailbag, it's simple to do. All you have to do is send me your thoughts, whatever they might be, whether it's on something we talked about on the show, a suggestion for a guest, something you would love to hear us talk about on the show, or something that's gnawing at you that maybe is part of the news, part of the discussion, part of what we've talked about. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
Bye now. now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's all about the numbers, isn't it? And boy, we have a lot of numbers to hop to. See if you can keep up with us as I was busy compiling them really this afternoon. All right, we start with this one, and it's sadly another one of those stories, but a child and three adults were found dead in a burning Washington home. And I bring this one up because it's a reminder to all of us to check your fire alarms. I mean, listen, I'm as guilty as anyone else. One day I woke up and I could hear this beep, 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 beep. It's so faintly in the background somewhere that I would have never heard that if there had been some sort of a fire. So this was a terrible situation when the police came in, and by the time the fire and EMS, they're called there, it's just a big house with smoke and fire coming from the roof and four people dead inside, and a couple with two daughters and a young son live there, and they're trying to figure out the explanation for what it was. It was just a terrible tragedy, and once you get the investigators out there, they're looking for all kinds of things. One thing that the D.C. police chief said,
They have a female police chief, Kathy Lanier. She said that the fire looked like it could have been suspicious. You know, that's the first thing that they're looking at. So the arson task force is there. And always they're, you know, always they're there anyway, no matter what happens in a fire, to rule that out. So this again, is the reason I put it in here. It's the reminder to all of us about the whole thing with your fire system, checking the alarms and thinking, I mean, just not really, I guess, thinking about it, but that's a story that can remind you of that. However, if it is a suspicious thing, they might not have been able to get out anyway because some of that might have been disabled. How about this, like an underachieving student, as they say, the U.S. economy isn't living up to any sort of high hopes. Consumers have been frugal, and they say it's uncharacteristically frugal, even as we're adding jobs, and there's been a sharp drop in gas prices, or there was, over the past year, so there you would think that there would be more money to spend, but according to the numbers are not showing that. They're not showing the economic growth being on track for what it was expected to do. They thought there was going to be a big bounce. So what's the explanation for it? It's what I said, is that people are being a little bit more frugal, even if at one point gas was down. And here's your number. For some people, it was down almost to $2, where it sat for 6 weeks. And we just forget about that, but it was crazy. How about this? The number of people seeking unemployment benefits lower last week, pushing down the four-week average to the lowest level since April of 2000. Weekly applications actually fell 1,000 to an adjusted 264,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. That's pretty big. And then this on a lighter side, Chili's says it's spending about $750,000 a year for an egg wash that gives its burger buns a photogenic glaze. They say why? Because it's part of an effort by the chain, Chili's, to get you to take pictures of the food and post them online. So they say it looks great, it glistens, it shines. Isn't that hilarious that they're thinking about their food because of how it's going to look on Instagram, knowing that, hey, let people take pictures of it because it's like free advertising to us. Let them, if they want to put it up there, let them put it up there. And if we have to pay extra, we'll do it because then we want to make sure that the burger buns look good. Now, that's probably a smart marketing person. They didn't let anything go undetected. Because it's true, people, there's a big thing about people not posting food. But that's what a lot of people do that. Take pictures of the food and then post it. I get it if it was some, like, incredible thing, but I don't get it when people post pictures of food and it's just your everyday thing. Here's breakfast, here's lunch. I don't understand that. In fact, I would think that makes it just sounds like you don't have a life. You have no life except for eating, and I'm going to post everything I eat. All right, we just talked about GMOs with Justin Danhof last week, but the Ag Department has developed a new government certification and labeling for foods that are free of genetically modified ingredients. The USDA's move comes as a lot of consumer groups are pushing for mandatory labeling of GMOs. So it would be the first of its kind, and of course it would be voluntary, and companies would have to pay for it. But if approved, they could carry a USDA process verified label. That's big because when people become more aware of GMOs and then being afraid of cancer or what it could cause, and they start to look for that, I think if they see that, more people may buy that food instead. So it might be worth the price of the labels. The Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack, was outlining the new certification. He just released this from Washington, and they say that he put out a letter first on May 1st to the USDA employees saying it was being done at the request of a leading global company, but he didn't identify the company. And then that letter ultimately was snagged by the Associated Press, and then they ended up posting or looking at the letter anyway, and we're able to see what that was about genetically modified foods that come from seeds that are originally engineered in laboratories to have certain traits like resistance to herbicides, that kind of stuff. In fact, I bet you all know this by now, but the majority of the country's corn and soybean crop is now genetically modified, and much of that is going to animal feed. So GMO corn and soybeans are also made into popular processed food ingredients like high fructose corn syrup and soybean oil. Boy, you start to look at how many things have fructose in it. Whew, a lot. Things you wouldn't even think. I've started to like look more at the labels, and I can't even guess what half the ingredients are. You know, Vermont became the first state to require labeling in 2014, and then that law goes into effect next year if it survives a legal challenge, because the food industry, of course, if you're producing the corn and all that stuff and you know it's genetically modified, then you have some cash to fight because they're reaping a ton of money to fight whatever's happening as far as the challenges are concerned. All right, I found this story to be, kind of fascinating, that they're testing houses. Researchers used about 100 giant fans to create hurricane-force winds in an experiment that crumpled an ordinary house within minutes, but left a better-built home standing at its side. That's a great idea, right? Of course, why not? Then you can say, if you're the manufacturer, this happened in South Carolina, and the ordinary house, I mean, it's crazy. I saw a picture of it. It just went down like it would in a tornado. And what they're saying is it creates an opportunity, a demand for better construction, because the conventional house took minutes, 96-mile-an-hour winds, so it'd be like a Cat 2 hurricane. And when the house began to shake, then it was just done within seconds. The stronger house cost $5,000 more to build, but had only a little bit of cosmetic damage. Well, that would sound good to me if they showed me those two houses and said, gee, do you want to pay $5,000 more for the better materials? I think I'm going to go with the better materials. I think they would have me at that. If there are stronger materials, metal straps in the stronger house, securing the building on the foundation, the roof on top of the walls, that kind of stuff, and that would be better. You know, that's what they did. That's what they've done with a lot of the homes that have gone down because of hurricanes. They've made them, when they were being insured, make sure there's hurricane resistant, which is there really such a thing, as possible. As much as it can be. That's it, right? And then how about this? I happened to catch this story about these winged intruders. Oh, yes. Buzzing the house in Virginia. They ducked, they covered, they did whatever they could. A winged mammal flying around the state house. It was a bat. I mean, this bat was crazy. It circled around, looked at its prey, realized, ooh, politicians, that looks pretty good to me, right? All right, how about this? I can hear it. I'm going to leave you with this one. Yeah, my one-liner. The early bird, yes, might get the worm, but the second mouse, did you know, gets the cheese.
Oh, no!
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.